seen the kid drop one at the Crystal Palace. There was no wallet, nothing else that had any meaning. Fortunato palmed the coin and sprinted for the subway entrance.
"Yes, I remember this,"
Hiram said, picking the coin up with a corner of his napkin.
"It's been a while."
"It was 1969, Fortunato said. 10 years ago." Hiram nodded and cleared his throat. Fortunato didn't need magic to know that the fat man was uncomfortable. Fortunato's open black shirt and leather jacket weren't really up to the dress code here. Aces High looked out over the city from the observation deck of the Empire State Building, and the prices were as steep as the view. Then there was the fact that he'd brought along his latest acquisition, a dark blonde named Caroline who went for $500 a night. She was small, not quite delicate, with a childlike face and a body that invited speculation. She wore skin-tight jeans and a pink silk blouse with a couple of extra buttons undone. Whenever she moved, so did Hiram. She seemed to enjoy watching him sweat.
"The thing is, that's not the coin I showed you before. It's another one." "Remarkable. It's hard to believe that you could come across two of them in this good a condition." "I think you could put that a little stronger. That coin came off a kid from one of those gangs that's been trashing the cloisters. He was carrying it loose in his pocket. The first one came off a kid that was messing with the occult."
It was still hard for him to talk about. The kid had murdered three of Fortunato's geishas, cut them up in a pentagram for some twisted reason that he still hadn't figured out. He'd gone on with his life, training his women, learning about the tantric power the wildcard virus had given him, but otherwise keeping to himself. And when it got to bothering him, he would spend a day or a week following one of the loose ends the killer had left behind, the coin. The last word he'd said, Tiamat, the residual energies from something else that had been in the dead boy's loft, a presence that Fortunato had never been able to trace.
"You're saying there's something supernatural about them?"
Hiram said. His eyes shifted to watch Caroline as she stretched languorously in her chair.
"I just want you to take another look."
"Well," Hiram said. Around them, the luncheon crowd made small noises with their forks and glasses and talked so quietly they sounded like distant water.
"As I'm sure I said before, it appears to be a mint 1794 American penny, stamped from a hand-cut die. They could have been stolen from a museum, or a coin shop, or a private..."
His voice trailed off.
"Have a look at this."
He held the coin out and pointed with a fleshy little finger, not quite touching the surface.
"See the bottom of this wreath here? It should be a bow, but instead it's something sort of shapeless and awful-looking."
Fortunato stared at the coin and for half a second felt like he was falling. The leaves of the wreath turned into tentacles, the ends of the ribbon opened like a beak, the loops of the bow became shapeless flesh full of too many eyes. Fortunato had seen it before, in a book on Sumerian mythology. The caption underneath had read, Tiamat.
"You all right?"
Caroline asked.
"I'll be okay. Go on," he said to Hiram. "My instinct would be to say they're forgeries, but who would forge a penny? And why not take the trouble to age them, at least a little? They look like they'd been stamped out yesterday."
"They weren't, if that matters. The auras of both of them show a lot of use. I'd say they were at least 100 years old, probably closer to 200.
Hiram pushed the ends of his fingers together.
"All I can do is send you to somebody who might be more help. Her name is Eileen Carter. She runs a small museum out on Long Island. We used to, correspond. Numismatics, you know. She's written a couple of books on occult history, local stuff."
He wrote an address in a little notebook and tore out the page. Fortunato took the paper and stood up.
"I appreciate it. Listen, do you think..."
He licked his lips.
"Do you think it would be safe for a regular person to own one of those?"
"Like, say, a collector?"
Caroline asked. Hiram looked down.